وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين يا أيها الذين آمنوا هل أدلكم على تجارة تنجيكم من عذاب أليم تؤمنون بالله ورسوله وتجاهدون في سبيل الله بأموالكم وأنفسكم ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون يغفر لكم ذنوبكم ويدخلكم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار ومساكن طيبة في جنات عدن ذلك الفوز العظيم
ترجمہ ہے ان آیات کا کہ اے لوگو جو ایمان لائے ہو
حضور سیز دیٹ فرسٹ آف آل ان ٹوڈیز سرمن آئی وانٹ ٹو وش ٹو دا ورلڈ وائڈ جماعت احمدیہ ٹو ایچ اینڈ ایوری ممبر آف جماعت احمدیہ مبارکباد فار دا نیو ایئر. In my last sermon, I had reminded that every Ahmadi should enter the new year by keeping the subject of gratitude in his heart, so that whatever signs of untold blessings of God we saw last year, Allah may continue according to His promises to increase them. May Allah make this new year full of blessings for us. Even man's thinking cannot encompass those bounties, blessings and favors which Allah is showing on the Jamaat of Hazrat Promised Messiah. However, it is the duty of every Ahmadi that embracing the grace of Allah, he should kneel before God, follow His commands and do his utmost to act upon His commandments, and each one should act as best as possible to his capacities to win the pleasure of Allah, so that these blessings and those bounties should continue for good. If we sincerely continued to worship Allah and did virtuous deed and continued to spend our wealth for His cause, then as Allah promises that it is not a matter of 1 year, 2 years or 3 years, but after carrying out these duties, you will become forever the favored one of God. Each new year will bring with it new blessings, and each passing year will leave your pouches filled with all kinds of blessings. And then these good acts will make you beneficiary of divine blessings in this world as well as in the hereafter. Every year in the first Friday of January, announcement is made of the start of the new year of Waqf-e-Jadeed. With reference to this, I will say something briefly about financial sacrifice. And then mention the sacrifices made last year for the Waqf-e-Jadeed appeal and announcement of its new year. The financial sacrifice is a chain link of self-purification and to find nearness of Allah. And Allah has mentioned this in various places in the Holy Quran. In various ways He has mentioned its importance. So these financial appeals that are made among Jamaat Ahmadiyya is to gain nearness of Allah and to purify the hearts. It is a link. Allah says by stating spending in the way of Allah, مَالَكُمْ أَلَّا تُنْفِقُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. What has come to you that you don't spend in the way of Allah? So to reform your life, it is highly essential to take part in financial sacrifice. But it's also a warning that those who do not spend in the way of Allah put themselves in ruin. As Allah says, وَأَنْفِقُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَلَا تُلْقُوا بِأَيْدِيكُمْ إِلَى التَّهْلُكَةِ. bend in the way of Allah and do not put yourself to ruin with your own hands. So these financial appeals which are made in the Jamaat, as I've just said, or you are reminded of your obligatory contributions, comes all under the commands of Allah. Therefore, every Ahmadi, if he truly attributes himself to Hazrat promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam's community, or wants to attribute himself to this community, he should pay attention to financial sacrifice to strengthen his faith. With the grace of Allah, a large number of the sincere Ahmadis take part in financial sacrifice, but there is still much more capacity everywhere. The verse which I have recited before, starting, it says that if you have to save yourself from the punishment of the hereafter and have to be beneficiary of Allah's paradise, you should do financial sacrifice. In this time when promised Messiah had stopped the warring jihad, and it is now the financial jihad, jihad of the financial sacrifice, you are doing jihad with your person as well. This period which is full of materialism, at each and every step there is temptation and greed of money. Everyone is concerned as to how to win, how to earn money, even if he uses illegitimate means to earn it. Then there are companies and different business institutions with their advertising. They try to create interest so that they can sell their wares and their commodities and win and get highest profit, and they spend a lot of money on advertising. To attract the attention of children, they give such advertisement on the television, trying that the children should compel their children that they should buy them, those who can afford it, but those who cannot afford it, they create restlessness. The reason for this restlessness is that everyone is tempting to materialism, and they have less attention to pay attention to worship Allah. In the rich countries, especially in the West, there is more attention to this. So Allah says that these trades, these businesses will give you no benefit. To set right and adorn your this life and the hereafter, the best trade is that you should do financial sacrifice for His cause. And now inventions, and the world being a global village, their preferences have also changed. And wherever this financial sacrifice is being done, it is a jihad. And there is a large majority of people in these countries who are, in our countries, who are weak financially. And generally, the members of the Jamaat in these countries are weak financially or are of middle standard. So, whenever one of us or a member of the Jamaat does a financial sacrifice, he is also doing jihad of his life and his person. Sometimes he ignores the needs of his children and does financial sacrifice. There are many such examples in the time of promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam which have been reported, and they are also found presently. And these examples of financial sacrifice you will find nowhere else except in Jamaat Ahmadiyya. In the time of Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, Qazi Muhammad Yusuf Sahab Peshawari has reported that a young man died of the Sheikh family of Wazirabad, and his father had set aside £200 for his burial arrangement. Hazrat Promised Messiah appealed for the expenses of the communal kitchen. He also received a circular letter. He enclosed the money to Promised Messiah and wrote that my young son has died of plague, and I had set aside 200 rupees for his burial, and now I am sending it to you, and I will bury my child in his own dress. So this is the sincerity and devotion which his followers showed. And they were always waiting that how and when there is a financial appeal, and that we can offer our sacrifice. Today, with the grace of Allah, we see the same sights. In this time, the materialism has increased a great deal. The effect and the influence of Promised Messiah's spiritual powers were changing his companions' lives, but although so much time has passed, but Allah does show us the manifestations of the fulfillment of His promises to Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. There are many young men who kill their desires, and whatever they have saved, they spend in the cause of Allah. Only last year, when the target was given to the Jamaats in Pakistan, when the year was ending, one report I received from Sadr Lajna Lahore, she also appealed to her members. Then a girl in her majlis gave a large part of her dowry money to this contribution, and she did not care whether she can prepare good dowry. And the same girl had come during Jalsa here and met me. And so there are such people who even today do jihad of their wealth and their person to win the pleasure of Allah. May Allah make marriage of this girl successful and full of blessings, and give her so much as a result that she find it difficult to manage it. And then as a result of that blessing, she should turn more towards financial sacrifice. And Allah continue to grant such people to Jamaat who do such financial sacrifice, and they may benefit from the prayers of the angels, because so that Allah gives the generous man more so, and continue to create more people like him. So therefore, those who do financial sacrifices receive prayers from all directions, and this way they win the pleasure of Allah and are beneficiary of the paradise. May Allah so destine that the number of such people continue to rise in the Jamaat. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam on several occasions had reminded us of the financial sacrifice. Let me put a few examples from you. Hazrat Ali, may Allah be pleased with him, says that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that protect from the fire even if you have the capacity to spend half a date. That is, even if you are going to give in the way of Allah the what is the price of a half a date. So this contribution of Waqf-e Jadeed does not set a standard that you must pay this much. The poorest Ahmadi, according to his capacity, can take part in this contribution. When you will do financial sacrifice, you will also be receiving prayers of people and of the angels, and will win the pleasure of Allah. Allah will improve your circumstances according to your sacrifices. Therefore, every Ahmadi must understand the importance of financial sacrifice. The newcomers should also take part in this. If they have joined Jamaat Ahmadiyya with this passion that the promised Messiah, who was raised according to the prophecies of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to spread the message of Islam. And a means of self-reform is that you should do financial sacrifice and participate in every appeal. And because to spread the message you need finances, therefore the new Ahmadis should, right from the beginning, should accustom themselves to participate, even if they do it just in Waqf-e Jadeed, and they will continue to do other contributions later. Hazrat Khalifatul Masih the Second, who had started this Waqf-e Jadeed, had said once on one occasion that I hope that this appeal of Waqf-e Jadeed, the stronger it will become, to that extent the Sadr Anjuman Ahmadiyya and Tariq-e Jadeed contributions will rise. Therefore, the administration of the Jamaat should try that all the people, whether they are weak or the newcomers, new Ahmadis, they should inform them of the importance of financial sacrifice. They should make it clear to them that what is its importance. To make them aware of the guidance of Allah and the guidance of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam should be made aware of them. And if they do not do, then in my opinion even the administration is also sinful, that they are not telling them to do virtuous deeds and deprive them of winning Allah's pleasure. As I said, that with this jihad, they will be accustomed to do the jihad of the person. They will pay attention to their self-reform. They will also self-reform, and they will also be accustomed to doing worship of God. There is a report by Jabir bin Abdullah, may Allah be pleased with him, that once the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam led the Eid prayer, and after the prayer he addressed the people, and when he ended that, he went to the ladies' side and admonished them. He was standing with support of Hazrat Bilal, and Hazrat Bilal, may Allah be pleased with him, has spread a sheet where the sadaqa money was placed by the women there. So this also is an example of the contribution from the women in those days. And in this time also, in the time of Promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, there were such women who spend generously, and Hazrat Musleh Maud had given many examples, and you find example in the Khalifatul Masih III and Khalifatul Masih IV. Even now there are many ladies who take generous part in sacrifices and give their jewelry in as contribution. As long as the feeling and the awareness of financial sacrifice will remain alive among the women, till then the new generations who will do financial sacrifice will continue to be born among Jamaat Ahmadiyya. And the, you should make the new Ahmadis as part of the financial sacrifice. This is necessary to look after the new generations. If there are going to be large number of new converts, then the present one may not be lost in the large numbers, and therefore you will have to train the newcomers to do financial sacrifices. This is for 3 years, and after 3 years they must become part of the Jamaat. Especially you need to pay attention to the new converts ladies. There is a report from Abdullah bin Amr bin al-As that I heard the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say that you should protect yourself from miserliness. It is miserliness which had destroyed the previous people. Therefore, no question arises to be miserly for the cause of Allah. There is a strong warning in this, that the previous people were ruined because they did not spend in the cause of Allah. As I have said, that with the grace of Allah, the large number of the old Ahmadis do understand the importance of financial sacrifice. But if you did not accustom the new converts for this, and they continue to hesitate to spend in the cause of Allah, then as we have seen, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given a dreadful warning. Therefore, you should appreciate this favor of Allah. And Hazrat promised, Allah has enabled you to accept promised Messiah, you should be grateful for that. And spreading his message throughout the world, you must not hesitate to give any sacrifice. Allah says, that his message will be spread, and this is the decree of Allah. These are promises of Allah. But if you were miserly, if you remain miserly, that because of your miserness you will be destroyed and new people will come in your place. As it says, وَمَنْ يَبْخَلْ فَإِنَّمَا يَبْخَلُ عَنْ نَفْسِهِ. Whosoever will be miserly, he is being miserly to himself. Then it says in the Holy Quran, وَإِنْ تَتَوَلَّوْا يَسْتَبْدِ الْقَوْمًا غَيْرَكُمْ ثُمَّ لَا يَكُونُوا أَمْثَالَكُمْ. That if you turn back and turn away, Allah will bring another people in your place, then who will not be lazy like you. Therefore, this financial sacrifice is not a minor thing. It has great importance to strengthen your faith and to be beneficiary of Allah's blessing. It is most essential. Allah, how made the sacrifices of the companions fruitful, there are many reports. In the beginning, the companions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam were very weak people, were laborers. But whenever the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made any kind of financial appeal, they did laboring work and did contribution as much as possible, so that Allah, they can find nearness to Allah and to His Messenger. They should be beneficiary of those blessings which are promised by Allah for those who do financial sacrifices which Allah has destined and has promised. There is a report by Hazrat Abu Mas'ud Ansari, may Allah be pleased with him, that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would ask us to give alms, and some people from us will go in the bazaar and did some laboring work, and whatever grains he got as a wages, he will pay for contribution. And this is same is the condition of those who do laboring work. And then today there is such people who had hundreds and large amount of money, hundreds and thousands of dinar, and you can see how Allah blessed their sacrifices and favored them. About the importance of the contributions promised, Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam say, I know for sure that the losers are those that for sure who spend hundreds of thousands of pounds, but they try to evade in the way of Allah. It is disgraceful that someone joining this community, he should not leave his stinginess and miserliness. It is the way of God that in the beginning communities of holy men need some money. And the Holy Prophet ﷺ also asked his companions to contribute, and Hazrat Abu Bakr was foremost in it. Therefore, you should have manly courage to do financial sacrifice. Those who help us, they will certainly see the help from God. To see and to witness the help of God, each one should raise the standards of their sacrifice. Promised Messiah said further, it is not possible for you that you should love God and love wealth. You can only love one. So fortunate is the man who loves God. And if you will spend in the love of God and in His cause, that I am certain that His wealth will be blessed far more, because the money does not come on its own, but it comes with when it's sanctioned by God. So who leaves for the messenger a part of his wealth, he will certainly find it. And those who does not serve in the Jamaat of Allah, he will lose his money. And do not think that it is your hard work which wins the money. It comes for the sanction of God. And you should not think by helping Jamaat in spending money or otherwise, and his messenger, that you do favor to them. It is his favor that he is inviting you for this service. And I say it truly, that if you all of you forsake me and should not help me and evade it, then Allah will create a people who will carry out this work. You should show this enterprise is from God, and your service is only for your good. It should not be the case that you should feel pride that we are doing some service, financial or otherwise. I repeatedly say that Allah does not need your service in the least. It is His favor on you that He gives you opportunity to serve. Then Promised Messiah says further, my dear friends, I will assure you, and Allah has granted me a true passion for your welfare, and I have been granted a true knowledge for the strength and for your knowledge of your faith and advancement of your faith. This is essential for you and your offsprings.
therefore I stand ready that you should use your lawfully earned income to help religious enterprises, and everyone to whatever extent Allah has given him strength and capacity, he must not hesitate and should not give precedence to his wealth over God and his messenger. To whatever it is possible for me through publications which I have made, you should spread that knowledge which the Holy Spirit of God has bestowed on me. This message of Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, you need to work to spread this message of Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, and in this country and in Pakistan this has been given to Waqf-e Jadid. Therefore every Ahmadi, to purify himself, he should become take active part in this contribution. The old Ahmadis and the new Ahmadis, if they do not develop the spirit of financial sacrifice, their faith cannot be strengthened. One should not see that he is poor and he has little capacity, what good it will do. In the cause of Allah, whatever you do with the true passion and sincerity, even one penny, it is welcomed by God. There is this, such stories are preserved in the history of Jamaat Ahmadiyya. In the time of Promised Messiah, there was a poor man, Hazrat Hafiz Mo'inuddin, may Allah be pleased with him, who had great passion to serve the Jamaat. And he lived in extremely straitened circumstances. And because he was disabled, he could not even work. And because he was serving Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, people with love and sincerity used to give him as gifts. But this was his principle, always. This principle that whatever money he received as gifts from people, he never used it for his own needs, but used to give it to Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam to serve the Jamaat. And never did the Promised Messiah made an appeal where he did not contribute, even if he contributed only one paisa. Whatever sacrifice he did for his, because of his position, even if he gave one paisa, it wasn't minor sacrifice. Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam has also mentioned his contributions. Sometimes it so happens that he suffered hunger to do this sacrifice. Then there is another report of two noble Ahmadis which Promised Messiah has mentioned himself. He says that I'm wonder struck with the love and sincerity of the people, that some very poor people like Mia Jamaluddin or Khairuddin or Imamuddin Kashmiri, who lives near my place, they perhaps only earn 3 or 4 annas per day as laboring work, but they actively take part in monthly contributions. And I am also amazed with the sincerity of their friend Mia Abdulaziz Patwari, that despite his low income, he gave 100 rupees and said, I wish this is spent in the cause of Allah. He probably saved this over several years. But passion to serve God excited him to win the pleasure of Allah. Whereas these examples are to remind the newcomers and the old Ahmadis, those who Ahmadis who are well off, there is a point of reflection for them. They should think that and examine themselves that the sacrifices they are doing, have they ever felt that they are doing sacrifice? Despite himself of means which are higher, do they give according to the poor Ahmadis who deprive himself for this sacrifice? And if they have never felt it is sacrifice, it means they have much more capacity. Hazrat Muslim Aoud, may Allah be pleased with him, as I said, he had started the appeal of Waqf-e-Jadeed by explaining its importance. He says, I urge the members of the Jamaat that they should understand the importance of this appeal and take active part to make it successful. And they should try that no member should remain who has the capacity and does not contribute to this appeal. In India also, and in Pakistan, there are only few people, a few converts, but in Africa, where there is large number of converts in the last few years, if you want to make them active members of the Jamaat, and they also want to win the pleasure of Allah and want to become active part of the Jamaat, then making effort, they should take part in the financial sacrifice. And this is the first appeal, that they should take part in Waqf-e-Jadeed. Then gradually, in 2 or 3 years, when they become accustomed, they will take part in other appeals after 2 or 3 years, so that their faith is strengthened and they win pleasure of Allah. On another occasion, Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam explained the plan, what this appeal is going to be used for. And he said he gave India, we have given the India the program, that there were 11,075 preachers and teachers who are working under this scheme in India. But he said, this is not enough in my opinion. So I remind the Jamaat once more to this. Our Jamaat should remember that if they want to advance, they would have to create such schemes and spread a network of guidance for guidance and spiritual training. This is not the time that one preacher is mentioned and he stayed 1 or 2 hours and toured the whole district. The time is that our preacher has to reach every home and every hut. And this is only possible when you will act upon this new scheme. He said, appoint such people who live there and do such good work that impresses the people. The people who are doing the Waqf-e-Jadeed, it is their responsibility that they do such good work that which the people are impressed. They should teach them and do preaching and training. And this net should be spread so widely that no fish should remain outside it. So, as long as we do not spread this net, we will not be successful. If this is spread properly, then the newcomers, you can look after them very well. you can also create a feeling of sacrifice in them and remind them and also make them active part of the system and the Jamaat easily. Well, we need to pay much attention to this. Where the Jamaat people should give financial sacrifices, then the preachers and the teachers should use all their capacities. Here also in India and Pakistan and other places, as I just said, this thinking is also present in our administration and the financial and the officers of the Jamaat, that our number of missionary is enough. This thought is not correct. Now is the time that you reach every village, every town, and every city. And in every mosque, there we should have a missionary or a teacher. And for that, the Jamaat will have to do financial sacrifice. Only then we can provide it. Then the Jamaat will have to do their own sacrifice and sacrifice on behalf of their children, so that they can devote themselves and dedicate their life. And there should be such people who are at the highest level of righteousness. We don't just want to put men there, but we need men who are at the highest standard of righteousness. Of course, in the few years we will be able to have the new waqfeen, and they will come in the field, but they cannot satisfy the number that we need. With the grace of Allah, the need for such people is increasing rapidly. May Allah continue to provide us with missionaries who follow taqwa. I will now put before you some comparative figures for the financial sacrifice last year. According to the reports we have received, with the grace of Allah, the total collection for Waqf-e-Jadeed, since we convert all the currencies of the world into pounds sterling, and so the figures are in pounds, and the total contribution was of 2,142,000, which compared to last year is 200,000 pounds more, alhamdulillah. And the number of contributors is 466,000. I had given a target to India that if they try for 500,000, they can do it. They are continuing to make effort, but they haven't hit the target yet. In any case, there were 51,000 new participants this year. Pakistan, India, Germany, Canada, and Nigeria, there's good numbers who have added this year. In Nigeria, in Tariq-e-Jadeed as well as in Waqf-e-Jadeed, they have much attention, paying much attention to financial sacrifice, and with the grace of Allah, they are advancing a great deal. The other African countries should try, in view of the spirit of excelling in virtue, and especially the people of Ghana should pay attention to it and step forward. As I have said, in India also the contributors have increased, but there is much capacity. According to their report, in India they have 125,000 contributors. which includes 28,000 new contributors this year. I know if the solid steps are taken and they make full effort, they can increase these numbers. In any case, according to the contribution throughout the world, the first 10 Jamaat, people always wait for their first 10 positions. America is first, Pakistan is second, and UK is on the third position. Germany is fourth, Canada is fifth, India is sixth, Indonesia is seventh, Belgium 8th, Australia 9th, and Switzerland is 10th. Australia have tried their best and this time have moved from 10th to the 9th position. In Pakistan, they compare separately the adult and children's contributions. From that point, among the adults, the first is Lahore, second is Karachi, and third is Rabwa. And among the district, the first 10 position are Sialkot, Rawalpindi, Islamabad, Gujranwala, Mirpur Khas, Sheikhupura, Faisalabad, Sargodha, Quetta, and Narowal. Similarly, in the children, the position is first Karachi, then second Lahore, third is Rabwa. And in this, the position of total collection of the district is Islamabad, Sialkot, Gujranwala, Sheikhupura, Rawalpindi, Mirpur Khas, Faisalabad, Sargodha, Narowal, and then Quetta. This is the position of the total contribution. From 1st of January 2006, the new year with the grace of Allah has started, and today I am making its announcement. This is the 49th year of Waqf-e-Jadeed. May Allah grant this year more fruits than before. And the standards of financial sacrifices of Jamaat may become higher. And the standard of righteousness and the relation with Allah of the devotees and the missionaries and the teachers may rise further. And may each member of the Jamaat realize their importance and their responsibility. And each one of us, with great eagerness, creating pious changes within us, win the love of Allah and continue to make this effort. May Allah enable all of us to do so. Ameen. The sermon had started a bit late and many people from outside becomes worried in this, waiting for this. Since here there is a problem with the electricity and we put one generator which did not work and the second generator did not have the right power and the signal was not reaching correctly and people start writing and think something has happened to me and that's why I was late. It was not I wasn't the cause, it was the lack of electricity.
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله